Clinton Yates is joining us live for, it's time for the Hillbilly Headlines. What you got, Clinton?
Oh, man, I love this segment so much. Headline, naked man leads state troopers on chase in Pennsylvania. I'll take you to Westmoreland County, fellas, where Pennsylvania State Police are searching for a man who is accused of undressing and led troopers on a car chase before running away in Westmoreland County. Now, Marty, the important thing about this is that it is not clear when he took off his clothes in the process of this chase. Can you disrobe while also evading authorities is the question. I don't know that I could, but this gentleman managed to do so, and the best part is they still didn't find him. He was moving through the Westmoreland County streets in the buff and managed to make an escape. I gotta give this guy some credit. If you check out his face, his mugshot, face mask, listen to me, I'm so in the COVID mode. His mugshot, he looks like a guy that is probably evaded not just authorities, but maybe a few farm animals as well. This guy has some experience under his belt.
Imagine running away from the cops.
Yeah.
Naked.
Naked.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, you'd have to secure some.
You gotta tighten some things up. Anyways, 34 years
secure
old.
Secure some items, man.
Police are still be careful for him.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's take it inevitably down to Florida, where a man dives into a Bass Pro Shop fish tank in Fort Myers. A man was caught on camera jumping into a Bass Pro Shop's fish tank in the Gulf Coast Town Center. He's seen walking up to the stairs and then diving into the fish tank. It's unclear who the swimmer is, though he was arrested. A statement from Bass Pro Shop reads in part, "This incident is illegal, dangerous, and highly discouraged." And so the video is online, and dude goes like full Greg Louganis. Like he walks up and like puts one knee up and just swan dives.
Did he have on one of his Speedos?
No, he just his straight street clothes. And the best part is there's a woman with like a baby in a stroller standing there and turns around like, "What just happened behind me?"
So that's not even the camera person?
No, this is clearly got to be somebody of his that's like standing across the store because the shot's too good. But I'll tell you guys, Clinton doesn't know this, but Marty, you do. Tony Stewart is great friends with the Bass Pro Shops people. He has one of these in his house.
Wow.
And I was in his house. We're getting ready to interview him for something. And all of a sudden, this guy looked like Scuba Steve went walking through the den. And I was like, "Who the hell is that guy?" And they go, "That's the guy's here to clean my fish tank."
Not only does the man have a Bass Pro fish tank, 7 million gallon tank in his house, he has like a creek running through the house. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move along here. There's a drug suspect who raised eyebrows after reportedly telling police his meth was healthy because it contained what, Clinton?
Organic ingredients?
Acai berries. Craig Rogers, 49, was arrested Tuesday over a suspected crystal meth lab found at his home in Longmont, Colorado. Rogers was pulled over by police after leaving his home and is said to have openly admitted he was busy manufacturing, quote, a healthy meth substance in his garage using acai berries.
Got it.
The purple fruit, which comes from South America, has been branded a superfood because it contains even more health-boosting antioxidants than cranberries or blueberries. Mighty McGee, America!